The question I want to talk about is the possibility, perhaps, of saying Birchas HaGomel over Zoom. And what's the issue here? And the background is as follows. Unfortunately, my kehilah and tinek was hit hard by the COVID-19 virus. Baruch Hashem, things are much, much better. There's been a lot of healing. Unfortunately, there's still the refuos that are necessary and people that have been lost along the way. And our feelings and our tefillos are certainly with those people and with their families. But on the first days of Pesach, there was a couple who came home from the hospital after several days in the hospital. Hashem. My wife and I went to check from a distance, from the street, while they were in the window, to see how they were doing. And the woman said to me, Rabbi, how are we going to do Birchas HaGomel? We need to do Birchas HaGomel. I hadn't really thought about it beforehand. And the question is, what are the possibilities, what are the issues when it comes to Birchas HaGomel? So I looked into the sugya a little bit, had a thought, but wanted to discuss it with others in terms of the chiddush involved, and had the opportunity on the middle of Yantif on Chol HaMoed to discuss it with Hagon Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, and he had an initial reaction, and then sent me a more formal answer. This morning, I wanted to share some of the backdrop and the answer with you. And the question is as follows. Is there any possibility of saying Birchas HaGomel? And if there is, there would be a tremendous benefit to it. It would be a benefit for the people to be able to express that thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it would also be a tremendous chizik to the people who have been davening, the Tehillim groups, and to families of other people who are sick, to see that there is healing going on, to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering our tefillos, and the Baruch Rofei Cholim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the power to heal, is really healing so many people. I think it would be a tremendous, tremendous chizik. One of my dear friends, Rabbi Akiva Ulig, told me that he heard from one of the doctors that in some of the hospitals they even play a little song or a jingle as the COVID-19 patients are discharged from the hospital. Because it gives chizik, it gives, it's been going on more, the jingle has been playing more, and it gives chizik to the doctors, to the nurses, and I think the same thing is true for the people who are davening. So what's the backdrop? So the Gemara Brachas on Daf and Dalet Amud Beis, in the context of the Sugya of Birchas HaGomel, tells us, V'tzorech lo'oduyei kamei asara, that you have to see Birchas HaGomel in front of 10, you need a minion. Why? Dichsivi Ramu Bekalam. You have to raise up the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekalam in front of a congregation of people. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Reisha Tests of Gimel, but Sarach Levarech Bracha Zubifnei Asara, like the Gemara says, you make the Bracha in front of 10. Utre Minai Rabbanan, 2 Lechatchila should be Rabbanan, as per that Gemara as well. And then he says, V'nogu Levarech Achar Kriyas HaTor Lefisha Yesha Masara, that the minhag is to say Birchas HaGomel after Kriyas HaTor, because that guarantees that a minion is going to be present. What if not? V'imbirech B'pachos Me'asara, and if you make the bracha with less than 10 people, Yesha Omrim She'yotza, V'yesha Omrim She'lo Yotza. There are those that say that you are Yotze, and those that say you are not Yotze. So let's think about that a little bit. Usually when we have a din, when we have a halacha, when you need a sara, it's a halacha in Dover Sheb Kedusha. It's a halacha that you need a minion, you need to say Kaddish, you need to say Baruch Hu, you need to say Heshmei Rabbah, you need to say Kedusha. There are things that require a minion. There's no possibility of doing those things without a minion. And now we have Malchukas here, whether you are Yotze or whether you are not Yotze, if you make the bracha, Shelo Bifnei Asara. So, what does that tell us? If it's Yesh Omrim Sheyotza, how could it be there Yotze? So the Mishneh Berurah writes, the Chalika Rasara Einu Elu LeMitzvah, that the reason they need a Sarah is only the Chatchila. And he says, Lefi Zen Yodeh Shel Yizdam Lo Asar Yevarech Lo Asar Afilu LeChatchila. Afilu LeChatchila. That even the Chatchila, if you're not going to have 10, then you can make the Bracha without 10. So what does that tell us? Or what that tells us is that this Yesh Omrim Sheyotza holds that the reason that you need 10 is not because it's a Dover Shebe Kedusha, is not because you need a minion, qua minion in the way that we normally need a minion, but you need a minion because that's a way, that's the tzura, that's the way of giving Shevach, that's the way of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which should be in front of other people. That's an expression. The Netziv writes when it comes to the Karban Todah, that it's a very large carbon, has a short zman achila, because that forces you to bring other people there. You want a group of people there to show, to express that emotion. And if that's true, then the question is, are there other options for itziruf, for coming together as asara? Now Rav Asher points out that really when you have two shitos in Shulchan Aruch, you have a regular and a yesh omrim, that the halacha is like the shitas basra, is like the second one. In which case, the ikar halacha here would be yesh omrim shelo yatzah, that you in fact need 10. But what's interesting then is the Mishnah Brura again, that writes that lechatchila, if you don't have 10, you can make the bracha without it. And he adds that the yamtin ad shloshim yom, that a person should wait, the Mishnah Brura adds, that a person should wait till 30 days, pen yizdam in lo asara, because maybe you'll happen to get a minyan, even if you don't have a minyan right now, sheyuchel chayim kaim mitzvah kiyochasa v'yosa lo yamtin. But more than that, you shouldn't wait. The question is, what does the Mishnah Brura mean? Because if he's going to paskin, that if 30 days passes, that you're not going to make the bracha anymore, that's one possibility. Or maybe it just means that since, according to the first sheet, to be the Eved, your Yotzei, without Asara, so therefore, he's just qualifying that opinion with more detail, but that's not actually how he paskins. So it would seem to be, from the way the Mishnah Berurah normally writes, that the Mishnah Berurah only deals with what it actually is, what actually we paskin like lahalacham. And therefore, it would seem to be that lahalacham, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming Meikar Hadin, like the first Shita, that you in fact can be Yotzei. However, in deference to the opinion that says that you wouldn't be Yotzei, the Mishnah Berurah says to wait for 30 days to see what in fact the status is. And this is and what Rav Asher points out then, Lechora, is it's very, very significant to know what the answer is to this question, because is there an end point? Is there a point at which you're not allowed to make the bracha anymore? We don't find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch or in the Gedolei HaPoskim that there's a cutoff time, it's the latest time at which you can say that you have an expiration date on your Birchas HaGomel. But he says it's mistaber that there is a limit to say that you can forever, a person who's sick when he's younger can make a bracha on it in his old age, doesn't make any sense. Lechora, you need to have some sort of that hergish still there. The feelings are still going to be there. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sivav that im icher, if you didn't do it right away, yesh lo tashlum nevarach kol zman sheyirtzi, you could do when you want, but nachon shelo lachar shlosha yomim, that you shouldn't wait more than 3 days. So again, it's not clear the first part of the Shulchan Aruch how long you can wait, but it's certainly the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that when the feelings are strong, there's more of a reason to make the bracha and not to wait. So the question is, if that's all true here, if it's true in fact that the Mishnah Berurah is saying paskin bi'ikaron, like the shita that says that you are Yotzei, and the Shulchan Aruch clearly has a preference for making the bracha earlier, is there a reason to say that in this case maybe you should not wait the 30 days? What would that question depend on? So the chor of that question is going to depend on the following. That maybe we could even suggest that even according to the opinion that says that you need asara, maybe according to the opinion that you need asara, maybe since the asara is a requirement, it's not just the chatchil, that's why you're not yotzei without it, but maybe it's still not because it's a davar shebekedusha. It's not that the machlokas between the two is whether it's a davar shebekedusha or not, it's that when they made the takana for the bracha, that you have to do it for pirsum in order to publicize the tremendous miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and the praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for what he did for this person, was that part of the takana that it has to be in front of 10? Or is that only lechatchila? Maybe that's what it is. In which case, maybe, although it's clear in all the poskim and the Rav Asher write this as well, that Zoom and such technology where you can see each other is not going to be enough to bring people together to create a tziruf, to say that you could say a minyan for Darshar Kedusha, but maybe here it should be different. Maybe here we should say, but it's still in front of people. Nobody's trying to be Yotzei through it. We just need the presence of people for the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe that's going to be enough according to all opinions here, in which case maybe there's no reason to even wait the 30 days. That was the suggestion that I had asked Rav Asher about. And his response was as follows. He writes that even though normally, when they have a Takanas Chazal, he believes that you should try to do the Takanas Chazal Kipshuto in the exact way that it was Mesukan, the exact way that it was set up, and he brings other examples of such things. He says, since the Pashtus of the Mishnah Brura is that if you wait 30 days, then you can make the Bracha alone. So he said, it's nearer the Maisa, the Kol Od Yesh of Sharus. As long as there's a possibility, that you can do it in front of 10, Lifnei Sheyavu Shloshim Yom, before 30 days have passed, may az shenivdak v'nikba sheshuv einu nagua, which is another question. Right, at what point is a person considered to be healed? So he says that the person is checked and is no longer afflicted. Oh, may az she'avru alav tasmini ha'machla, or the symptoms have gone. V'margish bari, and he feels healthy. Yamtin milvarech. Then you should wait to make the bracha for the 30 days. But if not, you can rely on the Zoom. So again, Rav Asher did not think that lechatchila we should immediately, as soon as the person is healed, assume that the other opinion would necessarily agree that it's enough to be mitzarif in the technology. That since it's true that the ikur of the takana was in this way, we should try to stick to the ikur takana. We should try to stick to the way the Takana was originally done, and therefore, since the Mishnah Berurah does give the cutoff of the 30 days, we should at least wait the 30 days. But after that, it would seem to be that a person can get together, that can be a communal, perhaps, and it would be a tremendous chizuk, I think, a communal get-together on Zoom, where people can see each other, not to be yotze, but to give the, not to be yotze other people, not to be motzi other people, but in order for a person to be able to be yotze his chiyuv in Birchas HaGomel, and that will be the way of showing a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, without needing asara b'tor minyan, without needing asara as a minyan. Again, the other questions would need to be addressed by poskim if they choose to adopt such a opinion, is going to be who is considered to have been a chola, which requires the nisrapel, the chola, anybody who's in the hospital because of this, is going to fit that category. But people who had fever, people who had a cough, poskim will need to figure that out. And then the other question is, at what point is a person considered to be healthy? Some people, the last 10% or last 15% of their health, they feel like it's taking a long time to get back. So where exactly draw the lines are that? So that the gedolei poskim we should turn to for that Eitzam, but l'chora, at least we have a possibility of giving people the chance to say Birchas HaGomel, even maybe as a way of doing it b'fnei Asara, but again, as Rav Asher suggested, perhaps it's still worth waiting for the 30 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a refuah to all those in need, and continue to be misrape all of the cholim b'soch shar cholei Yisrael.